This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones, on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm just going to say this. Roger Stone's got to take a break right here. He didn't want me to talk about this, but we're just going to say it. He flew here even though his mother just got out of the hospital to basically come home. Well, you want to repeat what you just said, then maybe come back and...
My mother is gravely ill, and she is there's nothing more that Western medicine can do for her. She's had the last rites, but she is not... Her passing was not supposed to be imminent, so the doctors gave me permission to come here today. I'm flying back tomorrow. But it's a very hard time. By the way, my mother, a hardcore Donald Trump supporter, and I hope she can make it to November.
Absolutely. I know you want to get into that, but it just shows how no sleep to get here. Your mom's, you know, at home, and your wife's calling saying emergency call. So listen, I know we said we'd take more calls. But why don't you just go ahead and take a break? We're going to do some more taping later. I can take these calls right now. I'll see you in there in the conference room. Go ahead and go take that call right now.
Many thanks.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Yeah, there goes Roger Stone. Because that's real. He kind of needs to get off right there. And then that was a 60-second break at the end of the hour. So that kind of just happened right now. So he's got to go off air. Sorry to the callers. You got to talk to me now. But we will tape some more stuff for other broadcasts, obviously, coming up Sunday. Is that Eric or Erica? It's like so many lights in my eyes. I can't read. It's Erica. Okay. In Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to say to Roger, thoughts and prayers are with him. It's a rough time for him, but I appreciate everything he's doing.
Well, he's a hard fighter. That guy, like, sends me texts at 6 a.m. and 3 a.m. And we have conversations at 2 a.m. sometimes. It's crazy, I tell you. He's definitely dedicated.
That's a fantastic person. Now, as far as the media goes and Donald Trump calling him out, I support him 100%. After everything that went on up here in Oregon with the constitutionalists trying to get their word out, trying to get the ranches taken care of, whether you agree with what they did and how they did it or not, they're all in prison. It was a political setup. Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton, they've had their hands in this for years. Now, they're all in prison, and not one of them ever committed any violence towards another person. Yet, we've got all these groups down here attacking people. We had FBI, police, everything crawling in this little town of Burns. But you go down there, and you watch what's going on at the Trump rallies, and the officers are standing back with their hands behind their back.
That's right. These Soros funding groups are pledged to kill police, and the police cowardly, I'll say it in some jurisdictions, not their enemy, but I mean, coward's coward, they follow their orders. And they always say, well, it's my order. Well, you know what? I didn't follow orders to shut up and go along when people attacked me and went after me and the system said, shut up or we'll kill you. So I'm just sick of all these men. Like people go, well, George Soros would have been put in a concentration camp if he didn't help round up his fellow Jews. I've had Hollywood people tell me, listen, we like you, but you shouldn't knock George Soros. He had to do it. And I'm like, you told me round up innocent people or I'm going to be dead? I'll tell you, put the bullet in me. I better be chained up when you say it or I'm going to try to kill you. And people go, oh, God, you're going to fight back? Yeah, I'm going to fight back. But since when do people not fight back? I just can't understand it. I just don't get it. People go, man, you're like really tough. You want to fight these people. My ancestors were probably five times tougher than I am. I cannot believe that we've lost our soul. That's all I'm trying to say here. Erica, anything else?
What happened up here in Oregon? These are political prisoners now. That is the only reason why they're in prison.
No, I agree. I mean, Pete Santelli lied about me and did a lot of horrible stuff to me, but he doesn't deserve to be locked up for months for running around doing what he was doing. I think it's dangerous to the entire press, and especially the other people there. Just, they should not be in jail. So many people come to me and say, hey, you know, this talk show, I was used to bash you. Aren't you glad he's locked up in prison? And I say, well, you'll be next. No, I'm not glad. I'm not glad he's locked up in prison. These people, though, they just don't realize how serious this is. They think this is a game. And this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. We're not playing a game here. We're going to come right back with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay with us. I'm going to come as well. Stay with us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Hank Williams bringing us in. I like Hank Williams Jr. and Hank Williams III. But I tell you, that's the original Hank Williams.
Drag it on over.
Maybe we should go out of this segment with I Saw the Light, because that's a beautiful gospel song. I tell you, that was not theatrical on purpose. His mother's been taken out of the hospital, basically ready for hospice. And he talks about his mom all the time when he's here visiting and stuff. Old Italian lady, 90-something years old. And he said that he looked at his phone and got tears in his eyes. And we were going live on air. And he said, my mom, she was dying. And that's why we had to get him off air. Because we were on air and he was there with a smartphone, you know, having to go find out what's going on with his mom. So that's why Roger Stone's not here. So I'm sure the callers will be okay, like David and Jim and Rob and Michael and Joseph that have been holding. Anthony Guichard is going to be taking your calls. He's got a bunch of news. They've got a boil down of my report on the attack on free speech by the EU with Internet ID coming up. We've got a lot more here. We didn't get to Hillary Clinton's foreign policy Trump attack, where she says Trump like 60 times. John Kerry slams Trump. These are the people that run Al-Qaeda and ISIS and are destroying our country, saying Trump doesn't know foreign policy. He's got the common sense not to start wars with Russia when Russia has three military bases and is on the verge of collapse. We don't want Russia to collapse. We'll collapse too then. That's what causes global depressions. But they have this weird sicko view that if somebody else collapses, we do good. Yes, if Russia and China are expansionists in the 60s and menacing us, if we can play them off against each other, do it. But you don't go mess with people that are just trying to survive. Well, the answer is, we'll put George Soros in charge of Russia and teach five-year-olds how to be gay. No, we're not going to push your pedophile agenda. Sorry. So we're going to get to those clips in this hour and a lot more. Anthony Guicciardi, loaded phones here. I skipped probably four or five breaks today, and this is not a gimmick. I've got to stop because they come to me, the accountant, some months ago. You know, you lost money this month. You got to stop that. The network puts up with it. Everybody does. Affiliates can't believe it because they don't care. They've got the local breaks. They're like, wow, you really skip half your breaks. It's got to stop. Kind of added a fourth hour because I just need more time here. Because once you start talking about this, it's hard to shut up. But just know this. We need your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new air filtration system that in the specs, comparable units of the lowest price are $400 to $500. Some are close to $1,000. I bought units with specs the same 2 years ago that I have in every room of my house. I have like five of these. And not the bathrooms, obviously, but all the main rooms. And they were $1,000 a piece, like $980-something bucks a piece. Over $1,000 with tax. This sucker has four filters. It's ionic. Cluster technology and a bunch of other systems. We've got four filters, and it's $184. That's 26.02% off in an introductory offer. It will have to end on Monday. And we have 20% off on lung cleanse that's off until Monday because it's going to sell out maybe before Monday. In fact, I should say until it sells out because we already had pre-programmed over a year ago in the shopping cart to once a year, you know, in between spring and summer to offer this when the pollen's real bad. And they said, hey, Alex, why are you doing this special? We only got like 1,000 bottles of it. I'm like, sorry. That's available. You really should try it when you have an itchy throat or whatever. I'm like, I had really bad itchy throat the last month because of allergies. I said, I'm like Hillary Clinton coughing. I said, wait, lung cleanse. Psh, goes away. So incredible. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. But Anthony Guicciardi, tell us what you've got coming up today and these phone calls you're going to be taking.
You know, yesterday when you went on the show and you had Kit on, you talked about EU proposes government ID to use internet.
That's on drugs right
it
now.
It was so absurd that most people said, okay, you know, I know you guys cover credible stuff, but it sounds crazy. So what Darren did is he went in and put all the articles, all the information into like a 5-minute clip of just information overload. So we're going to premiere that. And then also we've got Biggs. He was going to come on the bottom of the hour, but he says he's live right now in the media hub at the Trump rally in Reading.
And that link's up on InfoWars.com, and we should tweet that out, too.
Yep. So he's about to come on live here on the fourth hour when we come back. Or actually, depends when we stop. But he said he's in it right now. He's got a live stream going.
Well, let's go to it. We have that stream up right now?
Let's see if we can pull him up.
We take you now live to Klandathu?
Yeah, we're going to Klandathu.
Yeah, it's not really started yet. I'll never forget, I walked into Charlie Sheen's house like 12 years ago, and there's Denise Richards back in her prime, and I said, we now take you live to Klandathu. That actually happened. And
do what? What's your name? Joe Biggs?
Who's this guy talking to Joe?
How you doing?
Oh, it's listeners. That's awesome.
Oh, right on. Thanks.
Well, I know he has some interesting interactions before this that he wants to talk about.
We're going to go to Joe in a minute. I'm going to let you do that. We got calls, everything else. Well, what do you make, though, just of the crazy climate and the image of people with Mexican flags beating a woman and people up in the media? The mayor of San Jose says this is good.
You know, I was in the break room before the show. I was getting a water. And on the news they said, well, we know there's been countless reports of Trump supporters attacking, spitting on, and harassing Clinton supporters. And I was just thinking, what? I mean, it is hilarious. And you don't even have to be a rabid Trump supporter or anything to realize wait a minute, this is totally insane.
And these crooks have taken over, and they just think because they have platforms they can spew BS. They're self-immolating themselves. The mainstream media is burning itself up.
They're talking right into the trash can.
Oh, man.
So put it in the nice way, right?
What do you...
That's the PG
you...
version.
Oh, they're talking into Hillary Clinton's horse ass. Let me ask you this, Andy.
That's PG, too. That's acceptable.
It's acceptable. Yes. Hillary said so. Yes. Where do you think all this is going, though? Because this is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, I think that more people realize what's going on than we think. I mean, look at the... Look at the reaction to something like Roger Stone doing the AMA on Reddit or Paul Watson last night. People freaking out, super excited about it. And then you look at the reaction to like the Redskins thing. They did that poll where the Washington Redskins, they went and polled real Native Americans.
And it was not, something like 70-some percent, right?
96%, so they weren't offended. 96%.
I was from memory, yeah, 96% of Native Americans. Because it's obviously honoring them. So, yeah, oh, there's a Hillary for Prison shirt, Patriots. That's an original one.
And maybe it is politically correct, but they don't care. So they just make all these issues out of nothing, freak out about it, when the actual base of the people they're claiming are being hated on and are so upset don't even care. So there's just all a, we'll start to find a PG way of saying this too, patting each other on the back, right? So in a big circle. So basically what they're doing is they're making just a big storm out of nothing. Claim do. It's all a big joke. It's all a big
joke. So the facade is coming down. The end of an era is here.
Yes.
I think Hillary may just detonate nukes. Obama just might go, Earth's blown up. Screw it.
All else fails, right? All else fails. Why not? The codes were 0000. It's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah. Liberal.
This is the real audio, ladies and gentlemen.
This is real Obama this morning. I am ready to kill the infidel pig maggots. Prepare the nuclear weapons. The planet will be destroyed for our life.
I would imagine it with like a Palpatine hood. You do a pretty good Palpatine, too, actually.
Anyways, let's go to this clip. We have a crooked Hillary... super cut of Trump I'm going to play first. So let's play it right now. Here it is.
Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, okay? She has to go to jail. Has to go. Listen to this one. Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, ran up $1 trillion in trade deficits with China. $1 trillion. Great job, Hillary. By the way, Hillary Clinton is missing 30,000 emails. They've been deleted. 30,000. 30,000 emails. Crooked Hillary, crooked, crooked Hillary. She's a crooked person. Remember, Hillary Clinton used to hate Obama. She used to hate him. Bill Clinton hated him. He called Bill Clinton a racist. Do you remember that?
Come on, try getting it out.
At the same time, Secretary Clinton was surrendering our jobs to China. The Chinese government and its supporters were funneling huge sums of money to Bill Clinton so that he gives speeches.
Chinese would never do this
themselves. He's giving China all these deals, and China's paying him vast amounts of money to make speeches. Great job. Great job. I'm sure they never discussed it. I'm sure it had nothing. I'm sure it was just a coincidence. Folks, what are you going to get? These are crooked people. Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, okay? She has to go to jail. Has to go. The only reason she's behaving like this, and the only reason she's been dragged so far left, believe me, is she doesn't want to go to jail over the emails, okay? Believe me. That's the only reason. She's guilty as hell. These are crooked people. They've been crooked from the beginning. They were crooked with Whitewater. They've been crooked from the beginning. If you look at that foundation, it's pure theft and pure
crookedness. This is real politics. He's savaging her.
Do you believe he's saying this?
This is history, folks. Trump is the golden toad god. I'm loving this. Anthony, we're going to skip this break. I'm going to turn it over to you to take phone calls. Joe Biggs is out there. All I can say
skipping
is...
Skipping the break again. Look at you, man.
Listen, I'm telling you, Trump is higher than a kite off of the adrenaline. He gets the zeitgeist he's in the middle of. It is like a fountain of flame to watch this happen. The system is crap. That's why Obama and suddenly Hillary go on TV and they go, ooh, 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 because like their hoax is falling. The whole illusion is dropping. This is insane, Anthony.
I just can't believe he's saying this. I can't believe he's going that far. He's saying he does not care.
He listens. You know the whole thing. He's a patriot. The truth is, Trump's been waiting the whole time. He's got him. He knows it, and he wants to burn him.
I know, and he's
like putting Hillary all on a hot dog, you know, coat hanger, put him over a flame. It's like Hillary's like sputtering and bloating and popping and juices dripping out. And
this is very descriptive and poetic.
No, you imagine Hillary's a hot dog over a flame?
I think she's looking quite similar right now. But imagine what, his people must have been thinking.
A long time.
There it is.
Anyways, all right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to get off here. Go ahead and have fun. Go ahead and take over.
You can't just leave on that note. You can't just leave.
I'm leaving. I got to go.
All right. Well, I'm going to take over now. Now, I guess all the fun part is over now. We're going to have to talk about articles. But I can't believe that Trump is even saying that stuff. Can you imagine what his advisors in the beginning were saying? Like, you can't say that. That's going to offend people. It's going to freak people out. But it's just like the Redskins, the Washington Redskins. If they're even Washington Redskins, I don't watch sports. I don't know what state it is, but I think it's Washington. 96% of Native Americans that were polled said they don't care. They're not offended by the name. But everybody was in a huge hoorah about how offensive it was. Now it's going to make people so mad they need to change their name. They're going to lose all their money. They're going to lose all their fans. But in reality, no one cared. And this is the best part. You don't even have to be a Trump supporter to realize the power of going out and talking about stuff that, and not having to sit back and be afraid of things like political correctness. And it reminds me of this story, too. And we're going to go to Biggs here in a minute because he's got a lot to say. But reminds me of this. Texas student not allowed to wear Honor Society ribbon to avoid hurt feelings. So what level are we going to go to? What depth are we going to go to? Let's say we just keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper until the pressure of the ridiculous political correctness domination just starts cracking your bones. What depth are you going to get to? Because we don't have a submarine. A high school in Plano, Texas is denying National Honor Society members the right to wear the NHS emblem on white stoles for graduation. The reason given says one mother, graduates may not wear any club or organizational regalia and they cannot single out students. Said she, Kellyanne Frederick said she was told by a National Honor Society sponsor that school officials wanted everyone to feel included on graduation day. She was told that school administrators did not want to single out any students. So, Honor Society, you know, you have great grades and you're in honor roll classes and you're awesome, right? You get to wear a badge about how you did well and you performed well in school. Not allowed to do that, because that could hurt other people's feelings. That could make them sad, the people that are not in honor roll. So now we have to worry about making everyone feel included. You're not allowed to distinguish yourself. And to draw a parallel from that, well, then if I'm wearing this blue shirt and someone else is wearing a different colored shirt, I don't want to single them out. If I'm wearing nice things, if I have nice clothes, that could hurt someone's feelings because they don't have nice clothes. Or they don't have a nice haircut. So therefore, by the same logic, you should not be able to wear anything nice. We should all wear prison outfits so that everyone else feels comfortable. And anything you say, you could, using big words, could offend someone. It could really, really hurt them. So if I'm using a big scary word, through study of vocabulary, through study of the English language, through love of the English language, through broadcasting talent or whatever, I'm actually singling other people out because they may not have the same vocabulary as me, and therefore that is bad. So by the same logic that you're not allowed to wear something that you've achieved, I guess Purple Hearts are bad too. We should ban Purple Hearts in the military. We should ban rankings in the military. Actually, let's talk to Biggs about that, too. We should ban rankings in the military because even though he might be a former staff sergeant, which means he's had more time in the military, more training, more ability to lead, that's singling out the privates that just started one day ago and making them not feel included and wanted. So I think we should get rid of ranks and everyone should do what they want. Let's pull Biggs on. He's out in Redding, California, I believe it is. And he's at a Trump rally, and he said some crazy stuff is going on there. He's in the media booth, so he's going to show us a little pan. But first, Joe, I want to ask you, what do you think? Based on this, Texas students not allowed to wear the fact that they're an honor roll student. Do you think we should just get rid of all rankings in the military?
No, I don't think we should. But I fear that it will come to that point because we're such a nation of people that are so easily offended, and we have leadership that allows that kind of action to be coddled, and we promote it instead of going, hey, grow up. If you want to be a staff sergeant in the military, work hard, keep your nose clean, don't get in trouble.
And the CEO should be the same as any employee in the company. Everyone should have the same ability if we're going to offend people. Even though no one cares, no one's actually offended, it helps people achieve things. You think that's good?
No, it's completely, totally ridiculous.
So, all right, well, tell us where you are. We're just having a little fun.
All right, so
what's going on.
We're in Redding, California. They're actually bringing up the little stairway for Trump. He's about to land and get out and speak. There are tons of people here. There are zero protesters in this area at all. Like, there's no protesters. There's a lot of people with Hillary for Prison t-shirts on, though, I'll tell you that. Here comes one right here. Just happens to be walking
they
by.
They are in the war. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless everything you guys do. We're the Northern California State Militia.
All right, cool, thanks.
Yes, sir. I'm a Trump fan, baby, all the way.
All right, we're live.
Too bad we couldn't get Ted Nugent as a VP.
Hey, so Joe, tell us people. We're live on air, and they're awesome. But
yeah, we're live.
Tell me what you've been seeing today. You said you heard you saw some crazy things earlier and some protests you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, there was no protest going on here at all. Everyone says this is Jefferson County. It's that they pretty much seceded from the rest of California and are patriotic conservatives who love America. They love Trump. And, you know, this event just now kicked off with the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, there's no Mexican flags waving. And if you actually see, there's a giant, large, ooh, look at that. Look at that big flag.
Okay, so I understand what's happening. They were saying the craziness is that there's not rabid protests. That's what they were saying. This filled me in. The craziness is that there was no crazy protest at this event, which is a phenomenon. So what's going on?
Yeah, zero protests. Everyone here is happy. No one's waving American or Mexican flags. There's tons of American flags. There's peaceful gatherings. There's people out here that are patriotic that want to come out here and, you know, have a good time together, hear Donald Trump speak. So it's not like you saw San Jose where people were being assaulted, you know, punched, spit at, you know, eggs thrown at them, you know, their cars kicked in. You know, you're not going to see that in this kind of area from what everyone's here telling me. They said these people protested would know not to come around this area.
What's the media going to do about that? They're not going to like that. There's nothing bad going on.
I'm sure they'll find some kind of way to spin it. They always do.
Well, you know what they're going to do.
They got the Communist News Network behind us anyway, so I'm sure they'll find a way to paint it bad. Well, somebody will trip and fall, and it'll be white privilege that did it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. If the media wants to make something look bad, they just show the craziest people at any event. They've done it time and time again. I've been to events. They just interview the craziest people there that are actually insane. And then they say, we went to such and such event today, and here's some of the people we talked to. And it's like, I believe that Neptune is coming to collide with the United States, and that they're going to save us. And it's like totally insane people. And then they say, these are the kind of people we interviewed at the rally. And then they'll have like one reasonable person at the end. It's amazing. We've all seen also the media photos where it's like a picture from a weird angle and it shows like there's a million people at this rally. And then they zoom back later on Twitter. Someone posts and there's like 20 people. It's all angles. Everything can be made to look like something at one point or another. Go ahead.
Last night when I was at the free speech event, the Milo thing in UC Irvine, there were protesters standing out front screaming, you know, F the police, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then they push a guy, and this guy gets mad and pushes back, and then they call for the police to come over. I'm like, I thought you just said F the police. I thought you didn't like them. And now you're asking for their help. I mean, that's what you see every time when we go to these places. You know, they say they want to stop hating their state. They want to stop violence, but they're the ones who initiate it every time. They're the ones who started, and then they want to play victim afterwards. And that's what these social justice warriors are professional victims.
It's pretty wild. So we're about to go to break. Any last words?
No, just you know, we're going to continue following these events as they unfold. And whenever we see people acting out of control, we're going to do reports on it and expose these people so people know who the real, you know, patriots are and who the real traitors are.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. We're going to come back and talk about a lot more news and premiere the report about the EU government ID cards that use the internet. It's the fourth hour. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. And what we're going to do is we're going to play this video here in a moment. Yesterday on the show, Alex brought on Kit Daniels, one of his writers for InfoWars.com. And this article headline is totally insane. But it's actually, we're going to show you the evidence here. EU proposes government ID to use internet. The European Union is proposing a government ID for using the internet, which will eradicate both online privacy and free speech. Spearheaded by the former communist official Andrus Ansip, the European Commission published a draft document outlining its proposed electronic ID that would not only allow the EU to track what you say online, but also what you buy. And then it links to the document. So we're going to play that here in just a second. Darren McBreen went in and chopped up the interview and showed all the information and everything like that. Very, very useful video. But before that, I want to talk about how I got screwed because, as Alex said before, I went and bought a bunch of different air filters for my house. And like he said, they're very expensive. And what happened was, after about 6 months, they got all clogged up. And I was changing them routinely, everything, but the internal mechanism is just covered in lint, and it just doesn't work. When I turn it on, it kind of like spits out lint and stuff like that. And when I heard about the Alexa Pure Pro, I looked it up, and I was upset because I spent all this money on these other air filters that were way more money, like $500+, and this one is only $100-something. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out, the Alexa Pure Pro air filtration system. Get the exact name here. The Alexa Pure Breeze, energy efficient HEPA plus ion cluster air purification system. So I've got these running now in my place. Four-stage purification process. It's patented technology. It's the real deal. So check it out. It's on InfoWarsStore.com. And we clean the outside of our bodies, but why don't we clean the inside? If you go outside and you get all muddy and disgusting, what do? You take a shower. If you are cooking and your hands are covered in food and raw meat, you wash your hands. So why don't we clean the inside of our bodies? There is junk in your house. The EPA says 6 out of 10 homes in the United States are sick, buildings. Most pollutants are inside, not outside. So if you feel like crap, maybe it's time to clean your body. Lung Cleanse is an awesome product. It's not talked about enough. There's not enough specials on it because it's hard to supply. It's organic ingredients. They're the real deal. Dr. Group goes out and spends a unquantifiably insane amount of time sourcing this kind of stuff. And Lung Cleanse is the real deal. It's 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, check out the other products there. Spray it in your mouth. Inhale. Clean out your lungs. It's way to go. Clean your inside of your body, too. Now I want to go to this video. EU proposes government ID to use internet. Let's go ahead.
EU proposes government ID to use the internet. Done, done, done. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And here is the document. European Commission, COM 2016-288/2, communication from the Commission. And by the way, the unelected Commission does the laws. The Parliament is ceremonial and advisory. Wow, this is a dictatorship. The Commission has spoken. The self-appointed commission that commands through the barrel of a 7.6239 round. And you ask, why are they doing it now? Because they're getting ready to implode the economy and launch big wars and try to start race wars and sectarian wars. And then they have got a blueprint. I mean, you can feel it in your gut. But I've gone from, in my spider sense, my sixth sense, my discernment, my spirit, from being, oh, get ready, God, to like now just feeling energized, because now I can tell what it's on, folks. Any fears that I was ever misleading anybody and was ever exaggerating have just peeled back, and my confidence has spiked even more, because unfortunately I know we are in an epic battle, because when they shut down the free speech, they're coming for everything, and these people are bloodthirsty. Look what they do to Christians everywhere they're in control. Kit Daniels, InfoWars.com report. I want to say good job getting this out there. I know this just came out like a day ago, but I mean, where is this? Well, I mean, I don't want to be the one ringing the alarm most of the time up front. That is not a good feeling, you know, to use the Vietnam analogy, where they just say for, you know, year after year, you're going to walk in the front every day. I'm like, hey, how about somebody else? Oh, good, somebody else wants to be in the front today. It's not that I'm a coward. It just doesn't seem like good luck. Kit Daniels.
This is exactly it. This is neo-feudalism. This is a way to tax and control the internet. They don't want Matt Drudge with influence, you know, giving this, spreading ideas of liberty on the internet. They don't want Alex.
Federal Elections Commission came out and said go after Drudge last week. See, they're all exactly.
They wanted to turn the internet back into what television was like in the 1960s, where they only had a handful of stations and they controlled everything.
And I've not even stated, so I'm mad at myself, kid. I haven't stated how big this is, and I've always said this forever. When they come out with the internet ID, that's to restrict you, to rate you, to ban you, to track you, to tax you. This is the end of the internet as we know.
I mean, think about it this way. Facebook and Twitter's already one third of the internet. Where's all the internet traffic's going? It's going straight to Facebook. That's just like a TV station in the 1960s that they control, where they can control the narrative. They can control what's spread. They use PC suppression to destroy any competition to the government.
They're
narrative.
Carving up the web now. Go over your article. I mean, you've got the subsections. This is devastatingly evil.
Yeah. One thing I brought to that really bothered me about this document is the fact that they're using, that says, the proliferation of online video sharing platforms, the content that is harmful to minors and of hate speech. Yeah, but like
they're going to mix soft porn, but they're going to leave all the big Viacom and Sony women shaking their rear ends, you know, and bikinis. That's okay. But absolutely, they're going to mix political speech in with porn and ban us. They admit it.
Yeah, but like I said on Monday, the EU is the ones that are deciding what is hate speech. And to them, hate speech is just anything that...
An unelected group of admitted communists and socialists working for above-the-law megabanks.
Yeah, anything that runs contrary to their agenda is hate speech to them.
You're not allowed to criticize the migrants raping women or they come arrest you.
Yeah. Or even if you want to spread, say, Austrian economics online, that's hate speech to them.
They, Drudge is right. They first are putting us into internet ghettos, and then after you're in a ghetto and dehumanized and made poor, and everybody forgets about you and segregated, then you're moved to the electronic concentration camp. So now they're moving to the... I'm not kidding, folks. I mean, we're in a mayday emergency situation.
Yeah, on Monday, I believe, when I saw this article on Drudge, when I woke up in the morning, this Bloomberg article... It, but what really bothered me about it was how bad they downplayed it.
Oh, they sell it like exactly. It's real. Oh, we're going to, you know, anything cultural, racial, or religious, we're sorry. You're just going to be banned. Sorry.
It's like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to just make more censorship. You know,
and oh, the tech companies all just announced in the last 24 hours they're going to sign an agreement with the EU to let them direct. Oh, and Facebook already beta tested hiring former Stasi commanders. It's all seamless integration. They're merging the tech giants with the global government. The Asia-Pacific Union, through the TPP, merges the Atlantic Union, which is the NAU, North American Union, and the European Union. They are merging the three super states with the 10 sub-regions now, with 10 sub-regions per region, directly out of Revelations.
Yeah, what's really bizarre to me is the one world government they're pushing is an electronic super state. I mean, think about it this way. You said this on the broadcast a couple of weeks ago about how Facebook is transforming our culture. You no longer see national identities or culture because everyone's going on Facebook. So now you have what they call a global culture.
Folks, I cannot put a bad enough face on this, but we need a bad face on it to wake up to it, to overthrow the facade in our own minds and realize we are being overtaken by a group of psychopaths that are building an artificial reality to insert us into it so that we're anesthetized and culturally numbed when we're put through the shredder. That's going to be done incrementally. But the final group will be the elites not controlled by the globalists. And you will wish later you would have joined me in the fight against these people. You've got the know-how, the capacity, you know I'm telling the truth, but you don't have enough faith in humanity to make a stand. You'd rather go play golf and go have sex with your mistress and, you know, go do whatever it is and just hope everything's okay. It's not going to be okay. Be a man. Be a woman. Stand up. Speak out. Do something.
There you go. That is the report from EU proposes government ID to use internet. Pretty insane stuff, and hopefully that will get pushed back. It is a proposal, so time to raise some alarm. Now, Bloomberg put out something today that is actually really, really great. And I think we could pull it up on screen because I had to print out a screenshot. It's the Fed's secret liquidity lifelines. And I've talked about before here, when I'm invited to guest host on this show, about the billions of dollars that we, I thought it was billions, that we give banks in taxpayer funding. They make, I think it was $183 billion a year in taxpayer funding that goes towards their profit centers, or $83 billion. Anyway, so... now we have some new information from Bloomberg. Again, this is from Bloomberg. The Fed's secret liquidity lifelines. And it says, the U.S. Federal Reserve mounted an unprecedented campaign to head off a depression by providing as much as 1.2, not billion, trillion in public money to banks and other companies from August 2007 through April 2010. The emergency loans were intended to help recipients cope with cash shortfalls and keep credit markets from grinding to a halt. Bloomberg News sorted through more than 29,000 pages of previously secret documents and Fed spreadsheets detailing more than 21,000 loans to compile a database showing which companies got the emergency liquidity and when. So this is just even what they found. And they found $1 trillion in taxpayer money sent to these banks and corporations. So some of these include Morgan Stanley, which looks to be at about $110 billion, Citigroup, about $100 billion, Bank of America, Royal Bank of Scotland, State Street Corp., Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Barclays, Merrill Lynch, the, you know, the usual. Now, what's amazing here is that I'm not against business. I'm not against growth. I'm not against good businesses even corporations that have made some mistakes. But if they're overall heading in the right direction, if it's overall not completely corrupt, I would love a billion-dollar company to do good things in the world. I would love to support a company that's huge. I'm not one of those people that just because it's a corporation, it's evil. I'm just against corporations that want to do us harm for profits or want to loot and destroy the system for profits. And unfortunately, if you've done any research into this, the $1.2 trillion wasn't just to help resuscitate the economy from a little lapse. Even the movie The Big Short did a pretty good job of showing a very, very small fraction of what went on. Nobody went to jail that was actually doing anything. They just looted the entire system. The guys at the top just took as much money as they can. It's almost like they let the fruit grow from the tree of the economy. Like, our economy is just a big tree, and they let the succulent apples grow. And as soon as it's slightly able to be eaten, they just rip the whole all the fruit off the tree. They just rip the tree dry. They just go around picking all the apples and eating them until they throw up and vomit everywhere. When other people are standing around saying, hey, give me some fruit. And I'm not promoting communism or socialism. I'm against the deep corruption of the bank systems that are getting $1.2 trillion, not to resuscitate the economy. It's because they looted it and destroyed it. And then they get money as reprimandation. Oh, here you go. Here's I can't even say it, apparently. It's $1.2 trillion from us, from me, from you, to these companies, these banks. And the companies don't even pay taxes. It's all a big joke. And I'm for business. I'm an entrepreneur. I love growth. But that is a big joke. So I wanted to update you on that. It's not billions. Here's a story that caught my eye as well. So you've heard about the oceans basically being flooded with BPA plastics and the little nanoplastics and everything and the total insanity that's going on. Fish eat plastic like teens eat fast food, researchers say. This is from BBC. Young fish become hooked on eating plastic in the seas in the same way that teenagers prefer unhealthy fast food, Swedish researchers have said. Their study reported in Science found exposure to high concentrations of polystyrene makes perch larvae favor the particles over more natural foods. So the fish are now swimming around on a binge for plastic. They've been completely rewired. They now want to eat the plastic that is killing them and destroying them and destroying the sea life. They want to eat the plastic. And there's a picture pulled on screen of its digestive system, this little fish larva. It's got all these little plastic balls in its intestines where there should obviously be real food. As a result of the exposure to plastic, the young perch are smaller, slower, and more susceptible to predators. The researchers called for plastic microbeads to be banned in cosmetics. It's amazing they're not. But it's so exfoliating. It exfoliates me better. Concerns have been growing about the amount of plastic in the seas in recent years. A study that came out last year estimated that about 8 million tons of plastic waste enters the oceans annually. When exposed to UV radiation, chemical degradation, and the movement of the waves, this plastic breaks down into tiny pieces. Those smaller than 5 millimeters are referred to as microplastics. The term also covers plastic microbeads for personal care products. Scientists have been worried that these tiny fragments can build up in the guts of marine creatures and they can leach toxic chemicals. Oh, yeah, like the toxic chemicals are leaching to us, too. Like when you drink that water bottle that has been sitting in a warehouse that's 90 degrees for 2 months before it was shipped out to the center that it's now being sold from, whether it's a Walmart, HEB, Whole Foods, whatever, and it's nice and crisp and cold. Have you ever drank a water bottle and tasted the stinging plastic taste that you get? I can't even drink it. I'd rather be dehydrated. It tastes like I am drinking molten plastic. And the fish are being destroyed by this. They're being hormonally wrecked. The estrogen mimickers in the plastic, the BPA plastic, who's, by the way, Dr. Group's father is the one that has one of the patents responsible for that. He worked with Exxon, I believe it was. It's an amazing story. And that's how Dr. Group got into all this, because his dad started to realize it was bad for you, and they chose the very plastic that has the BPA in it because, oh, you got to save money, right, instead of the good plastics. So no one is doing anything about it. In the FDA or anything, they looked at it, they reviewed it, they said, oh, it's harmful to kids, it could be harmful, but we're going to keep doing it anyway. There's 180 studies, if I recall correctly, that link BPA to breast cancer. Susan G. Komen for the Cure would rather push Kentucky Fried Chicken bowls. I don't know. Maybe we can pull that up. Sorry, I keep making you guys pull up the stuff. But look up Susan G. Komen KFC breast cancer bowls. They had Kentucky Fried Chicken bowls. Pink bowls of fried chicken. You can't make this stuff up. And they sold that for breast cancer awareness, Susan G. Komen. And I challenged them. I said, please talk about BPA. I wrote an article about it. I had like 50,000 shares on Facebook. Please talk about the BPA, the bisphenol A, and the BPS that's causing cancer. It's on screen. Fried chicken for the cure, question mark, asks ABC News. Yeah, they did that. They did pink buckets of fried chicken for the cure, which probably contained BPA. But they won't acknowledge BPA. You know, it's good. It's killing the fish, and you're getting it in your water bottle. The answer, by the way, is just either get a water filtration system or drink out of glass. Or go to Whole Foods and buy the huge, huge thing of double distilled or reverse osmosis water. It's like a dollar. It's very, very cheap. You can get well water. There's a million things you can do. But there's no reason to be drinking what tastes like molten plastic when you put it up to your lips. It's totally insane. Anyway, I'll be back with the next segment. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. More to come. More news.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Out your window when I'm leaving.
So, Ellie alienation is killing Americans and Japanese, but this article says from Nautilus. And this is another good one. We just talked about fish eating plastic because they're addicted to it, like fast food, junk food. I also want to remind you, InfoWarsStore.com, get 20% off lung cleanse, spray it in your mouth, inhale, clean your inside of your body, clean the outside, right? And also the new air filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze. It's right here. It's 26% off for initial launch. It's the real deal. A lot of these units are way, way more expensive. Trust me, I bought them. As I talked about earlier, I've had some in my house that I spent a lot of money on, and they just break, and they're disgusting. And it's impossible to clean. You clean it over and over again, and then the actual unit itself gets clogged up, and you just have to throw it out in the trash. It's a very, very sad thing, throwing out a $500-plus unit after 6 months. But alienation is killing Americans and Japanese. Here's why this is so interesting. So it says, the stories have become all too familiar in Japan, though people often do their best to ignore them. An elderly or middle-aged person, usually a man, is found dead at a home or in his apartment, frequently right in his bed. It has been days, weeks, or even months since he has had contact with another human being. Often the discovery is made by a landlord frustrated at not receiving a rent payment or a neighbor who notices an unpleasant smell. Very disturbing thought. But what it's alluding to, and this is an extensive article I'm not going to read all here, is the pandemic, the crisis of losing our connection with other human beings. It could be blamed on a million things, right? It could be blamed on the screen that we all communicate from, such as how I'm potentially communicating to you right now. The screen that we text others on and then meet them in person, it's weird. You ever notice when you are talking to a friend of yours on text for months before you see them again, it's almost weird. It's like a different reality. Well, there could be a million reasons, and I love technology and what it can do. I even love social media and what it can do. But we as a species are losing connection with others. Humanity is becoming very, very singular in many ways, to the point where people are afraid to talk to other people. And this article talking about people dying in their house and no one ever knowing for months because no one goes and sees them or calls them or does anything, it's sad. And you go on the street, and I've been meaning to do a video like this. You go on the street, and you just go up to someone and say, hey, what's up? And they look at you like you're crazy, like you are insane, because you actually spoke to them without a direct purpose. Like, if you go to even like a Starbucks, I was at a Starbucks the other day when I was in, it was either New York or Philadelphia, I was in New York City, and I went into Starbucks, and I was buying a water and like a Clif Bar. And I just said, hey, what's up? How are you doing today? And they looked at me like, what? Like, someone's talking to me. You're supposed to just say how much. Swipe the card, take it, put it in the bag, walk away, and you don't talk again. You don't get out of line, because that's weird when you talk to people. Talking to people is weird. How weird? Like, I can't actually have a communication with someone outside of the rules. That is, how much is that? I'm going to go now. Not allowed to talk to people. It is a serious thing. You're going to see in a few years, it's going to get even worse. People are so afraid to communicate with others now. It has gotten absurd. And it's partially to do with the phones, partially to do with technology. Anyway, this has been the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Always a pleasure to join you guys. Alex will be back Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't miss it. Thanks for watching.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.